This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rashi cites the words of Chazal on the words Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela. The Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Mem Dalet, Ois Hei, brought in Rashi, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Aleph. There's a difference between the word Achar and Acharei. Says Rashi in the name of Chazal. Whenever it says Achar, it's Samach, in close proximity. Acharei is far off, meaning a long time after. So the Tzaddik of Ranana, Rav Yitzchak HaKoyen Huberman, in the Sefer Ben Lashri, tries to explain a little bit what is the difference grammatically in the meaning between the word Achar and Acharei. Why does Achar mean immediately and Acharei means off in the distance? So he says as follows. The Mekubalim teach us that the letter Yud, the Ois Yud, represents Chachma. It's a remez to the sphere of Chachma. What does Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet say about Chachma? Perek Vav, Pasuk, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Amarti Echkama v'hi rechoika mimeni. Chachma is far off in the distance. Chachma is distant. Therefore, Achar is Samach. Acharei with the Yud representing Chachma, that is Muflag. We find elsewhere, just as substantiation, the letter Yud represents Chachma, in Yaakov. Yaakov took the Ois Yud, Akev is the heel, and the Yud represents Chachma. Oh, may we be zoicha to learn all of the hidden meanings and secrets of the Torah. Gal'inai v'abitin flesh mitara secha. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.